Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been following the developments around Syria, but it somehow is a little bit confusing as to what the situation is there. We know that U.S. President Donald Trump met with the Syrian leader, pushing, of course, for peace. But it really does seem to be quite a complicated situation. We are joined this morning by Dr. Mordechai Kedar, well known to us here on Chai FM. He's an Israeli scholar of Arab culture and a Middle East researcher. A very good morning to you. Before we get into the details of it, can you sketch briefly the historical animosity between Israel and Syria?
Well, the animosity between Israel and Syria, yes, it exists. But here, the issue is not this. The issue is that Syria today is under the a government of jihadists, people who served wholeheartedly in ISIS, in Al-Qaeda, and in Jabhat al-Nusra, which is an offshoot of Al-Qaeda. And these jihadists are more or less the Syrian version of Hamas, no more, no less. As just like we fell in this mistake to consider Hamas as a realistic movement, which will live side by side near us for 16 and a half years between 2007, when Hamas took Gaza over, and October 7th, 2023, when the real face of Hamas was revealed, the same mistake are the Americans doing today, to consider Jolani as a peaceful man only because he needs to rebuild Syria. Americans and other Westerners think about the Middle East from their own view and their own glasses and their own mindset. It is not applicable on jihadist movements and jihadist leaders like Jolani and Sinwar in the Palestinian case. They are the same, the same mindset of Bin Laden and the leaders of ISIS. Those who would slaughter people only because they pray in a different way. So this is unfortunately the government today.
And in fact, it was the same mistake that my understanding is that many on the left in Israel made, when including the intelligence community, by deciding that Hamas would never attack Israel because they imposed their own desire for peace on Hamas.
Yes, because Westerners tend, or liberal people tend, to think from their own point of view, and they think that the whole world shares the same values and the same set of priorities and is driven by the same motivations. Unfortunately, they are totally mistaken, especially when it comes to Islamist movements and Islamist fighters and Islamist terrorists. Even if they make face for a while that they are normal people, at some point the jihadists will come out, and it will be very dangerous, because people are not immune, people are not aware of the problem. And just like where we were surprised, totally surprised, on the morning of the October 7th, 2023. The problem is that a president like Trump, he thinks in terms of 1 year until the next midterm elections, 3 years until the presidential elections. He has to pass these milestones, and after them, he doesn't really care because he will not be the president anymore. The problem is that these jihadists can take a break in their jihad for 10 years, 15 years, say 20 years, it's okay. It's not something problematic from their point of view, because meanwhile they gain power, they gain weapons and ammunition and whatever they need in order to resume the actual jihad as they believe. But unfortunately, today Trump tries to set the map according to his views. Wants to bring instant peace between Russia and Ukraine, instant peace between Israel and Hamas. You know, he calls the 20-point plan for ceasefire, he calls it peace plan. Peace is based on mutual recognition, which doesn't exist between Israel and Hamas. Hamas doesn't consider Israel to be a legitimate entity, and the same thing between Israel and Hamas. We don't see each other as a legitimate entity. So the first basis for peace cannot be between Israel and Hamas. So and President Trump calls it peace plan, I don't know how it calls it, but definitely it is not peace. But
right. Is it possible, though?
We have to act according to his views, because he's the one who runs the world today.
Is it possible that, considering that Syria is one part of a bigger picture, that might lead to some areas of genuine peace? Maybe it's Saudi Arabia, maybe it's other areas. Is it possible that it's a risk worth taking to further a relationship with Syria because of the larger picture in the region?
Look, Syria today is the battlefield, to say, between Saudi Arabia and Turkey. These two countries are actually competing with each other about who will be the master of Jordani in Syria. Saudi Arabia does it by the money, and Turkey is doing it by the army. And everyone pulls Syria to its direction. The hatred or the tension between Saudi Arabia and Turkey is about many things, especially who should be the owner of the two holy places, Mecca and Medina. Once Turkey was there in the Ottoman Empire in the 19th century, all the way to 1917, until the First World War, they were the masters of Mecca and Medina. Today, it's the Saudis, and this is part of the competition, who will reign them. People are not aware of this depth of how much history plays a role in the Middle East, but definitely here in this region, people do not forgive and did not forget.
The issue around the Golan Heights, is that on the table for discussions here? Because I certainly haven't seen it being referenced in terms of any deal with Syria.
Whatever is in the Golan, there are two kinds of areas. One is the smaller one, which Israel took from Syria in the Six-Day War in 1967. And the other part is what Israel took over right after the collapse of Bashar Assad in order to make sure that we Israelis and the Druze in Syria are safe. This part is in question. But the United Nations automatically every year passes a resolution that Israel should withdraw also from the first part of the Golan. Although there is no peace between Israel and Syria, and Israel is rather afraid from what happens in Syria. Once it is the Iranians, and now it's the Sunni jihadists.
That is really all we have time for. But I do want to just ask you, what do you think the solution is for in terms of this Syrian the relationship with Syria?
The best thing for Syria before Israel is to be dismantled to several states, Alawi and Christian part on the west part, a Kurdish district which should be a state in the northeast, a Druze state in the south, Sunni Muslim in the center, and Bedouin in the east. This is the only solution which will bring peace to this part of the world, because as long as they are merged together, we will see time and again massacres, as we see almost every day, that the jihadists who are in a way or another affiliated with the government are slaughtering the Druze, slaughtering the Alawites and the Christians as well. This is the only solution in Syria which might take it out from the pit of a failing state.
That is where we do need to leave it, Dr. Mordechai Kadara. Thank you, as always. Give me your thoughts, 061-895-1019. What do you think the solution to the Syrian conflict is, and how would it be enforced?